views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. So great to have all of you tuning us. Well, I got to back off the mic a little bit here, right, Benny?
Sometimes you got to.
I'm just like, the mic was like right there, and I'm like,
because you really want to hear yourself today.
I know, my God. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Yep, this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Benny. Benny.
Yeah.
Listen, somebody asked me the other day. They said, what are you saying, like, when you say the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by? Are you saying, like, drive by? What are you saying? I'm like, you know, once upon a time, the show got named the Dr. Pat Show. And we had to explain what it was about. And so it was about thriving in life and not surviving. But when I say it, like, with my accent, like, talk radio to thrive by, people are like, tell people what you mean. Here's what I mean. Let's go down the record. Let's just get down here.
Okay.
Let's just be real clear about what I'm saying. I think you have two choices in life. Oh, I can feel the emails coming right in my inbox now as I say this. Oh, right, you guys out there, right? You have two choices. You can play to win or you could play not to lose. That's life. That's the way my mama explained life to us girls. She said you could thrive or you could survive. And she says it starts with that thing that's on your shoulders. And she wasn't talking about our beautiful eyes. She was saying it is in your head. It is in your mind. And every day we heard things like, girls, you make your bed, you sleep in them. Oh, I could go on. But one of the things I will tell you about Mama is this. She told us as girls, and there were three girls before my brother came along, and then I think my brother is like half girl, but Anthony, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't really mean that way, but I think you were brought up by three women and 10 years younger. Some of that femininity rubbed off on you, and you could tell in my brother's soul. You know, the heart of who he is, you know, the gentleness of who he is. But here's what I want to say about this. And this is really how we're starting the show today. My mother said, if you don't stand up for something in your life, if you don't stand up for what you believe in, you're not standing at all. If you don't show up in the way that your heart is calling you to show up, she would say, you're slowly, slowly, literally, she would say, taking this beautiful thing called the heart and you're choking the life out of it. Now, you got to hear this with a real Southern drawl, right? And when Mama used to talk, this would be a good 1 hour on this one thing, like an hour. As she sat at the table with coffee and a lot of cigarettes, this very young stepmom, it's an hour and you better be listening. Today's show is like that. You know, there are some things in life that you have to look at and you have to ask yourself, what do you stand for? What are you going to believe in? What are you going to say and what are you going to do? That's why we launched a separate show that is moving to our Friday, and it's called Power Up with Dr. Pat. It'll be anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. But today, my friends, colleagues, Jason and Patricia Rohn, heard that we were doing a show on the shootings, and they said, listen, we've got a message for everyone today. And I want to tell you about what their life is about. They have created a way for them to work with all of us so that we understand how to look at the energies of our lives, how to be with the energies of who we are, and how to take that to whatever level we want to take, whether they call it by what, you know, the ecosystem approach, which you might hear about today, or if you've heard about the way they channel energy, channel others, channel life sources, all of that. And the other part of this is they have a fabulous show. So today we're going to be talking with each of them about what it was when they heard we were doing the 2-hour segment we were doing, and we were going to continue to talk about this, what it was for each of them to suit up and, as Mama would say, to show up. Welcome to both of you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You know, okay. I've got to say, I just can't help myself.
Dr. Yeah, go Pat, ahead. Go ahead.
If your mama.
Yeah.
This is to your mama, okay? And if Stephen Paddock, who was the Vegas shooter, he was the one that killed 58 people in Las Vegas.
Yep.
If he had listened to your mama, there'd be 58 people that might be alive today.
Oh, I believe that.
You know, and it's a great segue because, you know, what we're talking about is not only about what caused these types of horrific events, but more so, how can you connect with that part of yourself that's authentic? Because shooters can't do that.
It's one of the things that we have definitely, when we've been doing the channeling, we see they don't have, excuse me, forgive the English, they are incapable of connecting with that authentic part in themselves.
They which ain't is got our, no heart.
Yes, which is our...
And you know, that's what my stepmom would talk to us about. You know, I was very blessed, and I am blessed. I have been touched in more times than you can imagine by powerful women in my life. Not that I haven't had powerful men in my life. I have had powerful men in my life that have been angels to me, that did things to help me move forward in life, even when they didn't need to. But the women helped carve and shape me. Even my mother that committed suicide when I was 6, she shared the most enormous heart of empathy and compassion. And that's really what the issue was. This world was really too tough for her.
Exactly.
Too tough. That doesn't mean she didn't have a heart. But what we're talking about today is so important, because what is it that has our souls, maybe day after day and after day, not just lose hope, but lose a part of that thing which makes us compassionate, which makes us empathetic, and which makes us amazing. Amazing in who we are. And let's start with that, because I think, Jason, you opened the, you know, really opened the door for this. But we are going to talk about Stephen Paddock today. We are going to talk about that, because there is a connection that you have about that, which is going to reveal some truths to us. And let's talk about what that experience was like, and why this has come to you.
Well, you know, and Patricia and I don't, we have this really nice system. When we do something like this channeling, we do it we're very purposeful when we do it. We don't do it just to wander around and look at and see what we can see. You know, we're always focused on what we can do to help people grow in development. And if there's not a benefit there for growth and development, then we kind of say, well, you know, okay, that's interesting, but I'm gonna focus on this.
Mm-hmm.
But when we just so you know, when we work, we do it together.
Yeah.
And Patricia's the communicator. Yeah. I'm gonna brag about my wife. I mean,
I'm going to brag about your wife.
You know, there's, I've never met anybody with more intuitive ability than her. I mean, her precision. I mean, she can, you know, everybody's intuition is colored in a different way. We have different types of intuition.
Right.
You know, she can see things, smell things, feel things.
Even taste things.
Taste things. Mm. Oh, my gosh. You know, she can. I remember she's talked about, you know, smelling gunpowder on a battlefield.
Yeah. And smelling blood.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty incredible.
I couldn't smell blood even in the physical right now. You know, she has a very sensitive nose in both dimensions. But we work together because my strength with my intuition is seeing the big picture and putting it together and more of a macro, and hers is micro. And so she's a communicator. So I send her out there, we communicate, you know, and, you know, one of the interesting stories about that, not to get sidetracked from our main topic, but after 9/11, we were driving across the Bay Bridge, and if you know
this San Francisco Bay Bridge, everybody,
driven on it, it's, you know, you can see on both sides, it's kind of, it's a little scary, you know,
because it is
really high up.
Yeah, and it is.
All of a sudden there were all these entities.
Well, and if it can, sure, I jump in?
Ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to make a very long story short, it happened to be Christmas Eve. We had just left a family birthday, family Christmas event, and we were going to see some friends, and we're going across the bridge, and all of a sudden this entity just jumped in, and I'm talking about jumped in me, and all of a sudden I was crying, and Jason turned around and looked at me, and he goes, "Are you okay?" And I said, "The baby, you've got to help. I can't. I'm so worried about the baby." And so Jason figured out, it took him about 2 seconds, what was happening. And he said, "Patricia, who am I talking to?" Mm. And so I gave him a name, and he said, "What do you want?" And this person said, I left my child, and I am so grieving for this child, and I know that this child is grieving for me. Please tell me this child is okay, because I cannot connect with this child, but you can." Mm. And It was first off, very fulfilling for me to be able to not only help her
and help her
move on, because we can't stay stuck in what many or some call limbo. That is not the place to be.
Right.
And because there's too many things there that aren't
in our process. There's a process, and you want to go for that process.
So I went and found her child for her, and I'm talking about totally through channeling. And the child was had been taken in by her sister, and the child was fine. The child was young enough that she didn't remember her mother as much as the mother, of course, had remembered the child. And so I have to say, things worked out in that particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting story. But here's this takeaway, and this is what makes it relevant for today's show,
mm-hmm.
is that we looked at the 911 souls. We got a big dose. We did a lot of work with those souls. But nothing happens. We understand, I'm kind of walking a little bit of a tightrope here, Dr. Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens. We think randomness is, you know, science likes randomness because things happen as an accident.
Right.
And we don't see that. We see that
there's purpose.
Yeah. When you're more conscious and you see someone's essence, someone's soul,
mm-hmm.
We don't make these decisions lightly. Now, that's not to say that all the souls that died in 911 decided to die. They didn't do that. But a lot of them, I think, were tricked.
They were tricked
into saying, okay, this is my time.
Yes.
And I think a lot of them didn't. A lot of them didn't show up.
Let's do this. Let's go to break, because okay. I want to you know, get us back around to why this is an important conversation today. because it's interesting we are talking about this. I was asked to write a foreword for a book. And it's a book that's coming out by somebody. First of all, I asked myself, why did this guy ask me to write the foreword? And it's a book by a friend of mine, colleague. He's been on the show, David Essel. People know him. They know his work and what he does. And I was asked to write the foreword to the book. And before I knew what the book was, I said yes. And then I wrote the foreword to the book. And when I read the book and what the book was about, and it was talking about heaven on earth, there was one excerpt from the book that was so difficult for me to write about, but something clicked on for me. Mm-hmm. And from his book, without giving away his book, because it hasn't been published yet, there was this one moment where I had to ask myself, did I believe in this one key element he talked about? Is death for death's sake, and that is it? Does somebody die and the culmination of their life is for that very specific event? Is it the death of someone that becomes the message and their whole purpose in life is that particular event? And I thought a lot about this, and I wrote about it. And I thought about it from my mom's suicide. And what I want to talk about when we come back is, as we connect, or as you connect with those that have passed on, do they see their passing as different in the message and the way we see it? Do they see how we respond to things as our inability to take action as a result of it? Or do they see the event itself as being enough to make a statement? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer shares tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Close my eyes and get lost in the memory and just drift away.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back. You know, one of the things I love about, you know, the people that I get to talk with and hang out with is, you know, it's this idea of giving ourselves permission to even have a conversation like this. And I really am struck by it. I'm struck by also, you know, what we're seeing and the role of women right now in our country, you know, women that are starting nonprofits, women that are out in the wall, are women that decided I'm going to be in government and running for Congress and Senate and just out there, really, really impressed by it. And the question always becomes, you know, what was the motivation? You know, what is it that gets somebody to show up? And that's what Jason and Patricia are doing here today, Jason and Patricia Roan. They're showing up today to talk about a topic that people don't really want to talk about, you know, but from their perspective as skilled intuitives, you know, they've been working with clients for over 20 years. They've developed a system that enables them to not just listen carefully and understand, but to provide solutions, you know, to really look at the wounded and those that are ready now to move forward. We are going to be talking about today, you know, what is it about mass shootings that can give us insight? And those two words are so harsh in their essence, but yet so powerful in their lessons. Patricia and Jason, can we take a moment, one, and let's give out your website. Tell folks a bit about what you do, because I'm afraid we'll get going here and we won't take a minute to do that. And also about your fabulous radio show.
Our website is livinglighter.org, lighter, and it's .org, O-R-G. And we also have a Facebook page by the same name, livinglighter.org.
Mm-hmm.
And our radio show is Mondays at 1 p.m.
Pacific
time,
yes.
4 p.m. Eastern time. And we'd love to have you join us.
Yes.
You know, one of the things, and I'm going to pose this question to Patricia because we looked at it over the break.
Well, wait a minute. I want to, anyone can contact us at Jason and Patricia, one word, at livinglighter.org. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, and any suggestions about a show you'd like to hear from us.
So, I like that. I've started to ask our listeners what they want to hear more of.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And remember, we're all in this together, whether we realize it or not. And, you know, there's people that want to know, well, what is it you see, Patricia? What is it you see, Jason? What is it you see and know, Dr. Pat? Mm. I mean, wow. This is pretty impressive that we're even capable of doing this, because 20 years ago, everyone, this isn't something we could actually do.
Yeah, actually, 5 years ago, we weren't actually able to do what we're doing here now. I mean, we were a bit ahead of the curve with our technology and the way we've created back channels to connect people.
Nice.
But even then, it was a massive effort. When 15 years ago, when I first started this and we created the vision, I had to wait for the technology to be where it is today. And you know, we have a new app coming out. Some people called it AI. They see it as a form of intelligence. I don't really come from that place. And that's why we're talking today. The question really for me is, are we getting people the information they long for?
Right.
That's today's show.
Love it.
Let's talk about some of the truth, some of the emotions, some of what you both have discovered, right? Because this is a big topic. And, you know, looking at mass shootings, of course, you know, my area is psychology, right? But not the kind of psychology that people think. And I want to ask you, in your journey, what you've seen, what has been revealed to you? Jason, do you want to start? Patricia, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who wants to take the reins first.
Yeah, we just go back and forth. And,
I know you do.
let me just set it up. So you posed the question at the break, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
You know, about the people who have died in those mass shootings. So we went and looked at the 58 people who died in the break. You know, Patricia.
In the Las Vegas shooting.
In the Las Vegas shooting. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to see if they felt the sense of purpose for having died.
Mm-hmm. Well, and actually the answer is yes, they did. They didn't like it, but they did. And they were screaming quite loudly when I asked the question, do you feel you had a purpose when in the dying? And the answer was yes, things need to be done. And I'm going to go right into politics. Forgive me for this, but
why should I forgive you? I mean, that's my new show.
I love it.
Really being free to talk about and take callers and whatever.
Great. Because everybody needs this. Everybody needs to understand something has to be done about this weapons issue. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I realize our Second Amendment rights. Please do not misunderstand that. But something needs to be done because the Second Amendment rights have been taken and they have gone so far off that 58 people had to lose their lives over the issue of weapons.
Well, and she's getting to the punchline before we've talked about the joke. But we want to talk about what we saw with Stephen Paddock.
Right.
Because when you start to take off the layers.
Uncover.
There's no psychology out there today that would have
seen what he did or seen
his problem.
Yes. Yes.
You know, in a way that we do, and it's very disturbing because he had amassed. I think I remember I read up about him when I was doing this, and it was $1.5 million. He spent $1.5 million in arms and weaponry and ammunition. And he brought a lot of that up to that hotel room. I mean, that's amazing to me.
Exactly.
But let's talk about Stephen Paddock because that's the whole punchline. That's why we did this. And just to set it up, the Vegas shooting was one of the most horrific ones mm-hmm. in the States. It killed 58, but wounded over 500.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in a hotel room. He literally shot out the glass. He was in a corner room. He shot out the glass, and he had a perspective on this
event.
Yeah, country music festival that he could just spray bullets and shoot people indiscriminately. And he was it was fairly far away, but he didn't need to be specific at all. He could just spray it,
especially with the weapons he had.
Yes.
Exactly.
And it was pretty horrific, and he took his own life before they got to him.
Right, because first off, what a chicken way out, and I'm trying to be very nice because I know I can't swear on the radio.
Right.
The bottom line is I went and looked at Stephen Paddock because it really upset me, of course, and I can't find him anywhere. And so I said to Jason, Jason, I mean, I find people all, I found the child that was in New York. Actually, it was New Jersey, but in New York. And, you know, so why can't I find him? And Jason just looked at me and he said, because he's hiding.
Yeah.
He's hiding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was hiding behind a gun and he had all of this anger and hate and feeling unworthy, and it kept building and building and building. And one of the other things I saw about him was he was so disappointed in life, in life force. He was so disappointed with it that all he could do was be angry and take it out on the rest of the world.
But here's the point that is going to wow your listeners, Dr. Pat. I think this is why this is such an important show. Because we saw he had a difficult childhood. His dad was a bank robber. there was some sort of hint of sexual abuse as a child.
Right.
You know, he struggled, but that didn't do what caused him to do what he did in this Vegas shooting. And what we saw was that he was possessed by an entity. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to be careful about that. People take that, you know, Hollywood has used the idea of ghosts and things. I mean, yeah. it's been Hollywoodified. How's that for a word? But ghosts are not what we see on TV. In fact, we're watching a show today, you know, for the last couple of weeks, that it's about an intuitive that has all these impressions. And it's kind of phony from our perspective. Mm-hmm. We're the real deal. We know how to do this. And right. and how she sees it and what she sees is kind of phony. But an entity, an energy that's not in the physical dimension, some people call it a ghost, took over Stephen Paddock because he dealt with his trauma of his life by numbing out.
And then becoming very, very angry and hateful, and had the need for revenge because of the disappointment that he was stuck in.
But that's what that's how the entity found him.
Right.
And he took that basic, you know, that disappointment, which frankly, if you look at the level of Stephen Paddock's disappointment and anger, you know, you could walk down the street and find, you know, 50 people who have the same amount, if you were to be able to quantify that sort of thing. Okay.
But it's what he did with it.
The entity found him, yes, and turned up the volume, cranked up the volume. So instead of being really little, it was screaming. And this entity was the one that motivated him to create this plan. I mean, Stephen Paddock was a really smart guy, but it was the entity that was that just wanted to hurt.
Yes.
Was so angry and needed revenge and so awful that it wanted to hurt as many people as it could. And it these feelings, and we see this with lots of entities, they get recycled over and over and over. But here's the other part that's fascinating. So, okay, Stephen Paddock did this horrific thing. But in the 20 years that we've been doing this, and usually the people who have an entity don't come to us.
Mm-hmm.
They avoid us at all yeah. costs. But we've had, you know, spouses and relatives have come to us and said, what's going on with this person in my family? And we see an entity.
Yes.
Now, most of these people will never be a mass shooter. But they may take their own life. They may commit suicide. Right. They may commit a subtle form of suicide, which is, you know, they manifest cancer or something, and then they die way too young. Things like that. It happens all the time, and that's what I think is the main point of the show. And you know, I hope people are listening to this, because this is the part that the OMG moment, Dr. Pat, is that. If these entities are around, why are they so prolific? Well, the reason is that as a society, we're so numb to that part that your mama was talking about.
Yeah.
Your heart.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
See how I connected all that?
Yeah. And, you know, this is the thing I want to talk about when we come back.
Okay.
Because, you know, what I think is the rabbit hole that, you know, we're seeing so many really jump down. Right. Take a ride in the rabbit hole is because we are trying to come up with a rationalization. And, you know, one of the guests I had on the show a week or so ago called it an excuse. And when we're looking at things that are of this nature, of a horrific nature, you know, clearly in the world that I live, there's a level of understanding that we all strive to achieve. But the one thing that I took objection to, and so did my colleagues, is to take a single situation and globalize all of these shootings, right? And talk about hate equaling mental illness. And we did a show on that. And, you know, there's a fundamental difference in how we look at what goes on, you know, in someone's psyche, in someone's energy field. And in your case, right, what you're talking about, is you're talking about a level of anger, right, that passes a point, and it's called the point of no return. It's an emotional point. It's a psychological point. Some people call it a breaking point. But it is a beautiful descriptor to say, this is an energy, and an energy of anger that causes somebody to do the most horrific of horrific things. When we come back, we're going to talk about what that point of no return is, but is there a way to address it, take care of it, and get rid of it? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am so blessed. And for those of you that listen to the Dr. Pat Show, there's something that most of you probably don't know because I don't talk about it very much. And, you know, just like the Dr. Pat Show was born, Transformation Talk Radio was born in the same way. And it's a network that I started in 2010. Don't talk about it, but we're coming up on our 10th year anniversary next year. And I don't talk about it. And I get a lot of criticism for not talking about it or talking about my role. And, you know, it's never been the right time. And it's never been the right time to say, look, There's a place for women to excel in this world. But the thing that I want to share with everybody is every day of my life now, I get to speak with our fabulous hosts. And that's what I get to do right now. You know, Jason and Patricia Roan, they host the show. But more than that, I get to know their passion, their purpose. And now here's what we're going to talk about. I get to understand at a level that I would have never had the experience of what they've created to help people heal. And that's what we're going to talk about now. You know, when you heard me say ecosystem, you're going to hear about what that is now, because they're not just here to talk about the shootings. They're here to say there is a way to heal. And that's what they are about. Patricia, give out the website and then let's talk about what you have created and let the healing begin.
Okay. You can go to www.livinglighter.org and look at information about us. And then you can also go to Facebook at livinglighter.org. And then also you can send us messages, tell us we're amazing, things like that, or make comments at Jason and Patricia, which is one word, at livinglighter.org. And by the way, we'd love suggestions. We'd love to chat with you.
Yeah.
So I want to take just one moment and say, Dr. Pat, I think you are amazing at your new show that's coming up, from what I understand, but because you are giving people a voice to be able to talk about what they know and
thank you.
Who they are. I love that. So, yeah. And this is all brand new. This is fantastic. So
I want to say one thing.
Sure.
I get to do what I do, and it started 15 years ago because these are the best listeners on the planet.
Yes.
The people that tune in, they call from Dubai, you know, they're in a stairwell trying to call into the show, or they call from a remote place in the South. It doesn't matter. Or our own backyard here in Washington. These folks that have been with us for 15 years during the recession, during their unemployment, during their homelessness, during all of that, they are what this world needs more of. And that's why all of us are here. And so for them, you're about to share something which is a portal to relief. It's a portal to healing. And I want to thank you both for that.
Well,
you're welcome.
We appreciate that. You know, and so let's make the segue, you know, about mental health and mass shooters, and for the audience today, and the ecosystem approach, because all those things are connected. You know, if you don't mind, there's two sentences from the World Health Organization that defines mental health. And it says, mental health is defined as a state of well-being in which every individual realizes his or her own potential, can cope with normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her community. That's a great definition, but here's the problem, and this is addressed with the ecosystem approach. This mental health, as defined here, can be faked. We are trained as people growing up to act as opposed to feel.
Right.
So if you're, you know, don't act like you're a crazy person. You're supposed to feel a certain way. You're supposed to think a certain way
and look a certain way.
And the ecosystem approach just turns that whole thing upside down
and says
we have a natural way of being and feeling. And as we have negative emotions that connect with us and they're stuck there. We talked about this in our discovery show, where we talked about how most people come in with a lot of negative energy already attached to their essence. We have to remove that. And that's a toxic to our ecosystem. And as we see ourselves as an ecosystem, there's a form of balance. We start looking at ourselves in a different way. Our programming world sees us as machines that needs to be programmed. If you do just this and this,
everything
will be okay. It's not true.
Yes.
So with the ecosystem approach, what happens is that you look at your own mental health, but then other people's mental health in terms of energy.
Yes. Love it.
No one even knows what that means. But if you were able to, and we do it all the time, and we can, there's some people we cross the street because we don't want to be there.
And, don't even know them.
and we don't mean that in a negative way.
No, we do mean it in a negative way because we know. I mean, look at, you know, my mom used to say, same mom, she would say, girls, honey, make sure it passes a smell test. You know, she'd be like, yeah, how does that smell to you? Does that smell, what does that smell like? And we'd be like, oh, mama, that smells like, that's nasty, right? We gotta go. But this is what we're saying. You can see somebody across the street of a New York City block, and there's something about this that says, I'm gonna go down the block and cross. There's something about that. And you know what I love about this? We have now arrived at the point of time where we have to stop explaining our reasons for this stuff now. You know, we have to stop trying to say, oh, well, I just thought it'd be, no, you sense danger.
Yeah.
That was my little rant on that.
It was a good one.
It was right on point because, go ahead.
No, I'm done. It's all you now.
It's right on point because, If we could read energy, which is your intuition, you know, our intuitions are dumbed down. And it's interesting because both Patricia and I were intuitive when we met, and you know, we would own that label. But over the 20 years using the ecosystem approach, for both of us, our intuition has exploded.
It's blossomed.
Yes, because we deal with ourselves in a way that's natural. And it's natural in the world to have intuition.
And we use the ecosystem approach every single day to remove negative energies from ourselves. And then, of course, we help others do the same.
Well, tell us what it is. Tell us what the ecosystem approach is. Because I think that it's so new and innovative that, you know, people are like, what is it? How do they use it? How did they discover it? Because you're right. You know, once upon a time, somebody said to me two things. They asked me two things. Do I believe everything is energy? The other thing they asked me was, do I believe everything is God? Right? And so, you know, my answer was, yeah, there you go. But, you know, I got to define God, the God of my understanding. So let's talk about what you've discovered and what the ecosystem approach is.
Well, it's an energetic approach to your life, but more important than that, it's based on the way that we were actually designed. In other words, it's organic to the way we're designed. And so that the way our culture teaches us and culturizes us and teaches us how to live in the world.
Programming
is not organic to the way we're designed.
Right.
Now, we're very practical, so we don't try and have people say, okay, you have to sell all your worldly belongings, go live on a mountaintop someplace so you can live organically. We're saying we're going to teach you how to be organic within yourself.
Yes.
Which includes your essence, which is not considered in most other bodies of knowledge.
Right.
Most science doesn't acknowledge your essence, your soul. It can't see it, so it must not exist, right? That's, you know, that's typically how science deals with these things. But it's our essence that has our potential. It's our essence that's
amazing.
Has our ability to connect with God. It's our essence that can see things and understand, have a consciousness about the world. Most traditional mental health professionals probably wouldn't have been able to sit in front of Stephen Paddock and say, yeah, there's a problem here. You know, he's
he might be a little depressed, buddy, but yeah, you know,
he's no different than anybody else.
Right.
But an intuitive should sit in front of Stephen Paddock before he did this and say, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You know, we'll look out for this guy.
So Dr. Pat asked you another question, Jason. She wants you to describe what the ecosystem approach is.
The ecosystem approach is a natural way to have your personality. It's a way that you live in the world in a way that's natural and organic to the way you're designed.
I love you that you said that. What she's asking is that, okay, how do you use this ecosystem approach? What do you do? And what we do is we read and we help people learn to read for themselves what their emotions are, what is blocking them.
Yep.
And then through breathing, lift it up, and get rid of it. Maybe we make sure that we put it in a trash can and then move on to the next one. I have never, well, that's not true, one time, but for the most part, I ask people how they're feeling when we start, and then I ask them how they feel when we end. And the most common answer is I just, hence the name, feel lighter. And it's amazing because we don't realize how many burdens and negative energies we carry around and how it weighs us down.
Yeah.
See, and one of the things about the ecosystem approach, it works whether you believe in it or not. There's so many religions out there that say you have to believe, otherwise it won't work. Well, because we can see,
yes,
because we have intuition, we can see how the world works, and we just make sure that the energy works for that particular person.
Right.
Now, as you know, the Sahara has an ecosystem that is very different than the rainforest, and people are the same way. Each individual is completely different,
right.
But we start at their essence, their soul, and see what's blocking them there. And that's where the amazing transformation happens.
Exactly.
By using our energy techniques.
Yeah. And I think the breakthrough that, you know, all of us are getting to experience now is a fuller understanding of what it means when we say everything is energy. You know, once upon a time, that was sort of the joke in most movies, right? You know, when somebody was describing that they don't eat carrots because carrots are a living, breathing thing. And I think that was in Notting Hill. But we have now moved to the point where we're getting people like a Dr. Oz, maybe about 6 years ago, made the broad statement, you know, the next frontier of medicine is energy medicine and energy healing. But this is an ancient approach, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, we just have to remind ourselves. I want to ask you each one question. I know we're coming to an end here. In the way we look at these events in our lives, there is an opportunity for healing and learning. I would love to hear from each of you on what your, you know, snapshot view of that is. You know, what is the learning from these horrific acts, if there is one?
Well, and Patricia touched on this earlier. I see it very clearly that there is a lot of negative energy on Earth right now. There is a lot. And I want each and every individual who's listening right now to help themselves first. And the most important thing you can do is help yourself start clearing the negative energy attached to you. And if we can clear enough negative energy, the world will shift. But when you try and translate this into policy, gun control makes perfect sense, because we're not at the stage of mental health, being able to evaluate mental health in the world, to see a Stephen Paddock and a lot of the other shooters. It was a very similar thing.
Right.
And mental health is not the way. And at some point, you're going to see it happening. You're going to be outraged, just like the people in the United States during this Revolutionary War. They were outraged by being taxed without representation by the king. Mm-hmm. And that outrage, you know, today might be defined as a part of mental illness.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the, okay, that's the slippery slope.
Okay. Mm. And I'm going to jump in with mine.
Yeah, go ahead. Snapshot.
My snapshot is I see that, and this is going to be a little bit surprising. I see that those that are mass shooters, they're victims as well. And I see that the victims of the mass shooters are victims, and their families and so forth. So if I was going to say one major thing, join our show, come and listen, or go on our website and listen to one of our shows. And while we're doing the clearings at the end of the shows, clear victim energy. Always start with yourself first, because everybody gets stuck in this victim energy in one way or another. Oh, I'm a victim to my mother. Oh, I'm a victim to my children. Oh, I'm a victim to taxes. All of these things. If you clear the victim energy, what happens is it starts to open up and you have things, other options out there instead of being a victim.
Why I love my wife, Dr.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, thank you both so much for today. Please let folks know your website, and thank you.
And the website is Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org.
That's the email
address. Oh, that's our email address. Yeah. Excuse me.
It's www.livinglighter.org. Yes.
I'm good at some things, not at others.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look, it takes a village. All right, everybody.
Dr. Pat.
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning us in, Benny. Thank you for pushing all the right buttons. We got another show coming up right now.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Pat.